Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Bedtime Bunny, A Magical Approach to Happy Healthy Bedtimes, is a children's picture book by Christy Lachman-Kopanen, co-authored with Gail Lachman-McDowell. Published in 2020, it is designed for families with young children who resist bedtime or struggle to stay in bed. The book combines a whimsical bedtime story with a practical behavioral goal, using positive reinforcement to make bedtime feel rewarding rather than confrontational. Its central idea is that magical creatures such as unicorns, leprechauns, and baby dragons can only enjoy their nighttime freedom when children remain in bed, turning a routine challenge into an imaginative agreement. Because it blends fantasy with a parent-friendly sleep routine strategy, the book sits at the intersection of picture book entertainment and parenting guidance. It is also positioned as a tool for establishing calmer, more consistent bedtime habits, rather than simply as a story for reading before sleep. I will give you key takeaways from this book. And so, if you were extra, is, firstly, a picture book built around bedtime behavior, not just bedtime atmosphere. The Bedtime Bunny is unusual because its purpose is behavioral as much as literary. Many bedtime books are designed mainly to soothe children or ease them towards sleep, but this book explicitly aims to support the habit of staying in bed. That makes its structure more purposeful than a standard read aloud. The narrative is not only decorative, it is part of a routine strategy meant to reduce repeated getting out of bed, calling out, or delaying sleep. By embedding the bedtime expectation in a story, the book gives parents a concrete framework for shaping behavior without relying on argument or punishment. This matters because bedtime struggles are often less about the child disliking books and more about avoiding separation, resisting transition, or seeking more attention. The book addresses those dynamics indirectly by making compliance feel connected to a magical nighttime event. In that sense, it functions as both a storybook and a routine aid, which is a major reason it stands out in the children's bedtime category. Secondly, magic and reward as a child-friendly form of positive reinforcement. A central mechanism in the book is positive reinforcement presented through fantasy. Rather than asking children to understand a behavioral rule in abstract terms, the story links staying in bed with helping magical creatures go about their nightly adventures. This gives children a reason that is emotionally vivid and developmentally accessible. Young children often respond better to concrete, imaginative incentives than to logical explanations, so the book uses wonder as a motivational tool. The reinforcement is gentle. The child is not threatened with consequences, but invited into a shared magical agreement. That approach can be especially useful for families who want to avoid turning bedtime into a power struggle. The book's logic also reflects a broader parenting principle when desired behavior is immediately associated with a positive, meaningful outcome. It can be easier for children to repeat that behavior. Here, the outcome is not a toy or sticker chart, but the idea that unicorns, dragons, and other creatures depend on the child's cooperation. This makes the incentive playful while still serving a real routine management purpose. Thirdly, magical creatures as a structure for sustaining attention and cooperation. The book relies on a cast of fantasy creatures to keep children engaged long enough for the bedtime message to take hold. Unicorns, leprechauns, baby dragons, and the bedtime bunny are not random decorative details. They are the book's motivational architecture. For young children, especially those who are distractible at the end of the day, character-driven imagination can be more effective than direct instruction. Each creature extends the sense that bedtime is part of an ongoing hidden world, which helps transform an ordinary routine into something worth participating in. This is important because bedtime resistance often increases when children perceive the routine as dull or restrictive. By contrast, the Bedtime Bunny makes staying in bed feel like helping to preserve a magical nighttime ecosystem. That imaginative framing encourages cooperation without requiring children to fully understand the behavioral theory behind it. It also allows parents to return to the same concept night after night without the story losing its usefulness. The creatures create continuity, anticipation, and a clear symbolic reward for compliance, all of which support the book's practical aim. Fourthly, a parent-centered solution shaped by real family bedtime experience. The book's origin gives it a practical credibility that many fictional bedtime stories lack. According to the available publisher and retailer descriptions, Christy Lachman-Kopanen Co. created the idea from her own family's bedtime tradition, and the book was developed in response to the realities of parenting young night owls. That background helps explain why the story is so tightly aligned with an actual household problem, rather than a purely literary concept. The authors are not presenting an abstract theory of sleep. They are packaging a repeatable bedtime practice in a form children can understand and parents can use. This family-based origin also explains the book's tone. It aims for consistency, calm, and repetition, which are exactly the qualities parents usually need when dealing with bedtime resistance. Instead of promising miracle results, the book offers a structured, low-conflict way to make an established routine more appealing. Its value, therefore, lies partly in translation. It turns a common parenting tactic, positive reinforcement, into a child-facing story that can be easily integrated into nightly life. Lastly, a distinctive blend of parenting tool and award-recognized children's entertainment, The Bedtime Bunny occupies a narrow but meaningful niche in children's publishing. It is not simply a soothing picture book, nor is it a self-help manual for parents. Instead, it combines entertainment, routine support, and a clearly stated behavioral purpose in one compact format. That hybrid identity is important because it broadens the book's usefulness. Children can enjoy it as a magical story, while parents can rely on it as a bedtime management aid. The Mom's Choice Award recognition reinforces that this combination has been viewed as valuable within the parenting and children's resource space. In practical terms, the book stands out because it does not ask families to choose between imagination and discipline. It uses imagination as the vehicle for discipline, which is often more realistic for preschool and early elementary children. Compared with many bedtime books that focus on calming language or sleepiness, this one is more targeted. It addresses the specific problem of getting children to remain in bed, making it especially relevant for families who need a routine-based solution rather than a general bedtime story. In conclusion, The Bedtime Bunny is best suited for parents, caregivers, and educators looking for a gentle, repeatable approach to bedtime resistance in young children. It is especially useful for families with preschoolers or early elementary children who respond well to imagination, ritual, and simple behavioral cues. Its main practical benefit is that it transforms staying in bed into a shared story rather than a nightly battle, which can reduce tension and make routines easier to sustain. For children, the book offers a memorable fantasy framework that makes bedtime more engaging. For adults, it provides a usable parenting strategy wrapped in an accessible picture book format. What sets it apart from many other bedtime books is its clear behavioral purpose. It does not merely aim to relax children, it tries to shape a specific bedtime habit through positive reinforcement and magical motivation. That combination of whimsy and function gives it a more defined role than a typical goodnight story, making it a distinctive choice in the children's bedtime category. If you would like to support Kristi Lachman-Kauppinen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.